Welcome to Detox to Rehab's True Stories of Addiction podcast series. Today's guest is Darren as he shares his story of recovery.
I was in fourth grade. I smoked marijuana with the kid down the street. Seventh grade when I was introduced to LSD. Never really affected me negatively. Pretty much smoked marijuana through school. The first time I did cocaine was in seventh grade as well. I fell in love with that the first time I did it. It was a rush, and I actually did it probably about 10 times between seventh and eighth grade, and then I just went back to smoking weed. Right after I graduated high school, I got involved with cocaine heavily, was smoking it, and that's when things went downhill fast, having to go to food banks for food even though I had a job, having to steal and lie, probably at least $100 a day back then. Then I went into the Navy and I stayed clean for the 4 years I was in the Navy, although I picked up a drinking habit. As soon as I got out of the Navy, I started smoking weed again, and it wasn't a year before I was doing coke again. I met my wife in the military and I got married and we had a son. I got a job here. I'm an aerospace welder, and I was hiding it really good. So that went on for years. My early 30s, I was introduced to heroin. My personality type is such that threw caution to the wind and didn't really care. Started doing heroin intravenously. I only did that for 6 months, and I realized that it wasn't like other drugs that you could do to get high. You actually had to do heroin to be not sick. I went into a rehab then, and I lasted 2 days, and I got out of there because I couldn't handle it, and I went home, and I cleaned up by myself off of the heroin, and so that was the end of the heroin. And then, so I pretty much stuck to drinking and cocaine for, well, probably the next 12, 13 years. I've always had a job. The bad thing about me was I was able to hold a job and hide it. I didn't miss days. I actually did really well, which is kind of a curse because a lot of people, it takes hitting a bottom before they seek help. Really didn't hit a bottom because I never lost a job. I was actually succeeding at my job. I was drinking about a fifth a day of tequila, and if I took a couple shots in the morning, it was enough to get me through the day. My hands would shake uncontrollably all day. I actually text my mom. I said, "Mom, I'm an alcoholic." And she goes, "Well, it's about time." Called my boss and I told him that I had a problem. I had to admit to myself and to everybody around me that I couldn't control it anymore. They said, "Here's some places that we recommend. If you don't want these, pick your own, and you'll have your job when you get back." And so I went through 30 days of inpatient. I've been clean for about a year and a half now, and I go to meetings. I actually chair a meeting. I look back on it as an infantile state of mind that I had all those years because the only reason I was doing it was for myself. It was a very selfish thing to do because it was all for me, and I didn't really care who I hurt. Luckily, I'm still married, and I had quit in the past. I never realized the core of the problem until I went to the meetings, and this time I'm gonna stay clean for good. It was inevitable. It's like stepping off a cliff, but go ahead and step off that cliff and give it 6 months. So that way you can take a step back and look. You'll realize at that point that is no life.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next week as we share more true stories of addiction.